This is Anders Peterson, the intern pastor, Holden Village, summer 2012, and I'm here with...
Cecilia Schilling.
And her mom, Laura Giddings.
And what's your connection to Holden Village?
I've been coming here since I was 6 years old, which was about 1968.
Really? And how old were you then?
I was six, and I came with my parents.
Okay.
And my brother.
Can you recall at all what life was like in the village in those 60s, the 60s era?
I was pretty young. I spent time in Narnia. And I think for kids, there was a lot of unstructured time outside Narnia. There wasn't really a lot that was designed for kids or even intergenerational. Was kind of like the adults were in sessions and they were talking and the kids were kind of free to
hang out,
run all over.
Yeah. And so you probably did.
We did. There wasn't much of a playground at Narnia at all. And there were lots of rules in those days. We were talking about that. Even when Cecilia was little and we first came up here, the dining hall was closed between meals, things like that, where you couldn't...
Okay.
They didn't have food out all the time. You had to come at first setting or second setting, and then it was closed, and they cleaned up and came back later for the next meal.
And have you been coming up to Holden Village regularly since those days?
I came up regularly as a child, nearly every year. There were a few years where we did other family vacations, but it was almost always a week here. One time it was 2 weeks. That was exciting. Came up here once in the winter when I was in college. I did a J-term here when my parents were here. My dad was on sabbatical, and so they were here in the winter, and I came and visited, and that was fun. And then after college, I didn't come for a while because it was just difficult to work it out with working and going to graduate school on the East Coast and then starting a family, and so.
Yeah, yeah.
So there are probably... probably about 10 years when I didn't come, or maybe I came once. But then when my kids got a little old enough to enjoy it, when Cecilia was about 3, we started coming pretty much 2 out of 3 years, maybe.
Yeah. And so what's the story you have to share?
So mine actually happened recently, but it's about a squirrel.
Okay.
Basically, I saw my brother down the hill from the kitchen area, and I was like, okay, I'm going to run to him. So I ran down there, and this squirrel, out of the corner of my eye, I saw the squirrel running, and then I just felt this crunch, and I looked down, and there was this dead squirrel under my foot, and I was, like, freaked out. It was really gross. And so then I went and got my dad, and we had an on-site burial just over there on the grass, and buried the squirrel.
It was really gross,
but kind of funny.
But you honored his or her life.
Yes.
And gave it a proper burial, huh?
Yeah. And then I don't know if it's just me or I think all the squirrels avoid my shoes now. So
they
know.
To look out for the big green crotch.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you squash it with the crotch?
Such light. I know. I was really surprised, but yeah.
Wow. A lot of force when you're running.
Yeah.
they're pretty bold, those squirrels.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty funny.
That is a funny story.
Yeah.
And do you have any particular stories from your many years being up here that you wanted to share?
I wanted to tell a story about a baptism that I witnessed.
Yeah.
So, Holden has not always been theologically progressive, but most of the years I've been here it has been. And so Holden was the first place, I grew up in the Lutheran church, and Holden was the first place I encountered a woman ordained pastor. And it was Nancy Winder, and she was the village pastor for a year. And one time when we were up here, there were two young men who wanted to get baptized. And there used to be below the footbridge a log across the river that had created a deep pool that they used for the sauna pool, originally the river sauna pool. And so we all went down there, everybody who was in the village and wanted to go to this baptism. And the two guys were there in their swim trunks, and Nancy was there in her robe and her stole, and she just waded right out into the water and dunked these guys 3 times, and it was cold. They had a pretty big look of shock on their face after the first dunk. But I have pictures of that, and I used to share those pictures when I taught Sunday school, and it was the baptism of Jesus Sunday, and talk about how it would be to be immersed in a cold glacier-fed river for your baptism. But it was really a really meaningful ceremony for everybody, I think.
That is really special. That is cool. So as we look forward to, you know, hopefully 50 more years of wonderful ministry here in this village, what, for both of you, what do you hope will be a consistent thing in those in those 50 years to come? What do you want to make sure Holden retains?
Bread.
Oh, I haven't had that answer yet. That's a good one.
Yeah. Yes.
Fresh bread. Yeah.
Yes, fresh bread all the time. It's pretty awesome.
I think for me, Holden hilarity is one of the most important things. You know, not just that baptism, you know, it's kind of a different side of it, but I've been up here for lots of different celebrations of different things. We came a couple of times on for the 4th of July, and that's really fun.
Yeah.
And we were here for, they had a Renaissance festival complete with Anabaptists protesting it, and we had Larry Rasmussen was involved in that, and we had the day that the grand piano arrived in the back of a pickup, the piano that's in the village center. I was here that day, and we were here for the first West Prebe Day in August. I mean, just all these things, and that's to me totally connected with the history of Holden, and something that I hope will always be just celebrating whatever wacky
whatever
or important or whatever it is.
That is cool. And maybe the final question would be, what do you think you have brought to Holden yourselves? Like, what Holden maybe has changed you, but how have you been brought to Holden, and what makes Holden special because you've been a part of it?
Like actual, what's the word? Like something that you can see, would be the river every year. Me and my brother, and sometimes my dad go down to the river and build something. For a few times we made water wheels and got, like, built a stream to put it in, so it would go through. And sometimes it's just a dam or a waterfall or whatever, but that's
cool.
Yeah.
So you have you leave a little footprint.
Yeah.
That makes your mark.
Mm-hmm.
A natural one that
yeah.
can be altered if
yes.
nature deems it so.
Usually
or the
it
next
is,
group
but
of kids.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, that's
cool.
How about for you?
I don't know. It's great. I'm glad you asked me that question because I thought about that this week. Don't know if I have an answer though. I like to offer matins, and I try to weave what I've heard and felt during the week into that. And so I usually do that every year. And this year, Mary grabbed my notes and said, I want to put this in the blog. And I've been asked to write it down before and never got around to it. So,
yeah.
I think faithfulness, there's also something about change. I've learned a lot about change from Holden, and I think being able to come up here and not hang on too much to the way it used to be, but live into what it is now. I try to do that as a guest here so that I'm not like, oh, how come they don't do this? Or how come they, you know, why has that changed? But just go with it.
Beautiful. Any last words to share? Anything that we didn't cover?
Well, there was one story I tried to get my son to come in here, but he wouldn't. But one story where there was a big thunder lightning storm in the middle of the night, and of course all the alarms went off. That was when the alarm system was more sensitive.
Oh, okay.
And so searchers check, Lodge 4 comes over the loudspeaker and gets repeated, and then finally we hear the guy's voice over the intercom, and he says... That's it. He says, all clear, all clear, all clear. Yeehaw! And that has kind of become a refrain at our house.
Oh, that's good.
They've always remembered that. So, yes. All clear, all clear, all clear. Yeehaw!